piano player Sir Charles Thompson was a transitional figure in jazz between Dixieland and bebop. In the intro mew, he's playing with a Dixieland band a boppish tune he wrote called Sir Charles at Home, a taste of what we'll be doing in this show, featuring Dixieland musicians playing non-Dixie music or simply Dixieland musicians with non-Dixieland instrumentation. Hey, hey, hi, hi. It's Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy, with the Jazz Guy special, the Dixieland Graduate Plan, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. The band in the intro mew playing Sir Charles' tune was the Vic Dickinson Septet, with the traditional frontline instrumentation of trumpet, trombone, and clarinet. But I defy you to call this Dixieland jazz. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
At the top of the spot, Russian Lullaby by the Vic Dickinson Septet, Vic on trombone, with Edmund Hall, clarinet, and Ruby Braff trumpet. The aforementioned Sir Charles Thompson was at the piano. Steve Jordan was the rhythm guitarist, Walter Page the bassist, and the drummer was Les Erskine. Dickinson and Hall, both Dixieland musicians, branching out to other music, and you'll be hearing from both of these guys again in this show. Next, we heard Mel Powell, pianist and arranger for the Benny Goodman Band, here playing George Gershwin's Swonderful, with the Dixieland front line consisting of Ed Hall back again on clarinet, with Buck Clayton trumpet, Henderson Chambers trombone, Steve Jordan back again on guitar, Walter Page again on bass, and Jimmy Crawford drums. And just now, Soprano Summit, Bob Wilbur clarinet, Kenny DeVerne soprano sax, Dick Hyman piano, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Bobby Rosengarten drums. Both Bob and Kenny moving on from their Dixieland roots to play the old barbershop quartet favorite, Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland, as well as here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSH LP, Vashon, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Osole Mio de Mario, a pizza house, an authentic New York-style slice joint in the heart of Vashon, located on Vashon Highway, open 7 days a week at 12 p.m.
Support for VOB comes from Come On Barber, offering mobile appointments, pop-up barbershops, and more. Come On Barber reminds the Vashon community to stay spiffy and stay classy. Find out more at www.comeonbarber.com. That's C-M-O-N, Barber, all one word, .com. Thank you.
back in 1940, when cornetist Rex Stewart was playing with the Duke Ellington Band, he borrowed some of his fellow sidemen to join him in a record session for the old Black and White label. These included Lawrence Brown, trombone, Barney McGard, clarinet, the non-Ellington pianist was the very fine Billy Kyle, Brick Fliegel, guitar, Wellman Broad, bass, and muscling his way through the Ellingtonians was the drummer Dave Tough. The band played an original blues by Rex, solid rock. At the top of the spot, Vic Dickinson brings his trombone back for a solo performance in a St. Louis hotel lounge on a top 40s tune from the 1950s, Teach Me Tonight, accompanied by a traveling band headed up by pianist Red Richards. And the music in the middle, Wild Bill Davison, a red-hot Dixieland cornetist who had a way with ballads, as evidenced by his 1957 performance with strings of the 1933 Jerry Livingston standard, It's the Talk of the Town. And now it is my very distinct pleasure to introduce the man without whom the jazz guy would still be a very old retiree from Los Angeles, Mr. Michael Golan Johnson.
Well, you are listening to a Dixieland Graduate Plan, a jazz guy special on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. So, all right, Bill, you know, you retired once as a TV writer. Now you've retired from the jazz guy. What are you going to retire from next?
Life, Michael. Life.
I had to ask.
Yes, the letters that you wrote me said, darling, you can quote me. Got a red ribbon tied around my blue heart. Yes, a red satin ribbon to keep my heart from falling apart. Yeah, the letters that you wrote me said, darling, you can quote me. I love you, I love you, I love you, true. There'll never be no one but you took your love and left your letters and made my red, red heart so blue, so blue. That's why I took those ribbons, red satin ribbons, and tied them around my blue, blue heart. Skiddy-dee-ba-doo-ba-doo. Thank you.
Thank you.
At the top of the spot, Rex Stewart hangs on to the spotlight for a second outing from a truly strange 1960 session with a skiffle band that Rex had put together in an attempt to rival the skiffle bands that produced the Beatles, who were not intimately involved in the project. Everyone had fun, though. Rex on cornet and vocal, John Dengler with the kazoo and the bass saxophone. Others present were Wilbert Kirk, harmonica and tambourine, Jerome Darr, amplified guitar, Chauncey Westbrook, guitar, and Charles Lampkin, drums. The Stewart Skifflers, or Stooflers, performed Red Ribbon. Next, we heard Don't Be That Way from the 1944 Teddy Wilson Sextet. Teddy on piano, Ed Hall pops up yet again on clarinet, and here's that Dixieland front line, Emmett Berry trumpet, and Benny Morton trombone. Slam Stewart bass, and Sid Catlett drums. And just now, an Andrews sister, Chartbuster, from 1947, Tippy Tin, by Billy Butterfield and his modern Dixie Stompers. Butterfield's trumpet and Lou McGarity's trombone provide the Dixie part. The guys with the modern part were Hal McCusick, clarinet, Boomy Richmond, tenor sax, Mo Wexler, piano, Milt Hinton, bass, and Don LeMond on the drums. Here on The Jazz Guy on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
We'll be right back.
The whole thrust of this show is personified in the jazz marriage of Jimmy and Marion McPartland. Jimmy's Dixie trumpet married Marion's modern piano. And for a while they recorded together, making music that wears the gown of this show. Dixie gradually edging into the music of the coming age. What you just heard was Jimmy and Marion McPartland playing the Funeral March of the Marionettes by Charles Gounod, and which may be more familiar to our grown-ups as the theme music for the Alfred Hitchcock TV show. Others in the band were a trombone player identified only as Manhattan Red, but his real name may have been Jack Teagarden. Andy Fitzgerald played the flute. Ben Tucker was the bassist, with Dick Carey mellophone and Mousy Alexander on the drums. We are being shown the door gently but firmly by Joe Murani's soprano sax and Herb Hall's clarinet, playing Nobody's Sweetheart Now. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long, thanks for listening. Stay warm. Stay open, and above all, stay cool. Everybody.